From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Technological innovation is very much a double-edged sword. It creates jobs and it destroys jobs. It raises wages, it depresses wages, it makes our lives easier, it disrupts the lives of some workers. So how do we make technology work for all of us? That's a question the Council on Foreign Relations is tackling. Penny Pritzker co-chairs the CFR's Independent Task Force on the Future of Work. She was also Secretary of Commerce from 2013 to 2017. Secretary Pritzker, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
When we think about technology in the workforce, we might think about the textile worker whose job has been replaced by a machine, the factory floor worker whose job is now done by a robot. Have we failed those people in terms of helping them cope with those changes?
What I know is nearly three quarters of Americans today are worried about a world in which computers and robots are doing more of the work, and they fear for their job prospects. In our report, we argue that this fear comes from the fact that our government, our businesses, our educational institutions, our training systems have not equipped Americans to succeed in a world where we have rapid technological change.
One of the things you talk about is making the skill requirements for new up-and-coming job categories more transparent. The idea is, I assume, for schools to know, like, this is what businesses actually need. Let's tailor our curriculum to actually provide that.
Absolutely. We have to link learning more with job opportunity and prosperity. We have to acknowledge also that, frankly, only 30% of Americans actually are graduating from four-year college. And so we've got to help the 70% of Americans who say, how do I find myself in a prosperous opportunity, economic career, where I'm not being penalized for the fact I didn't necessarily attend a four-year school? We've got to offer multiple pathways for Americans, recognizing that four-year college is not the only way for economic prosperity.
On the one hand, you have young people, students graduating high school, graduating college, wondering, where should I go? Where are the jobs going to be? And then on the other, you have older Americans whose basically the rug has been pulled out from under them. How do you help both of those groups of people? How do you do it?
Well, I think, first of all, think about if you're the average family. You need to understand, how do I connect the skills that I'm obtaining, whether it's in grade school, middle school, high school, community college, or in a university, to work? You know, I talk to business leaders all the time. I have yet to meet a CEO who hasn't told me they can't find people with the skills they need to fill the jobs that they have today. And yet, I talk to families, and they're without clarity. How do I become a cybersecurity expert? What is a web designer? Do I need coding? We need to demystify all of this.
Former Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker at the Council on Foreign Relations.